Each one must understand, we're learning B'riti Shalom on page 42. Each one must understand that he needs his whole life to work on nullifying this taiva until he merits to reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, we all could, of nullifying this taiva completely. Like the Rambam says in Ichos Tshuva, Kol Adam Adam Ra'ui Liyot Tzadik K'Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says in Ichos Tshuva, each and every man is fit for being the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Nachman Breslev, zchuto agen al ma'amar, he said, it brought in Sichot Aran, shayom, achrei shatzadikim shavu et ha'etz hara, now, nowadays, after the tzaddikim broke this yetz hara, ta'avas niyuf, benakel le'ish pashut itgaber la'ta'ava, it's easy for a simple person to overcome this ta'ava. This is the words of Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman, now, I'm telling you, without Rabbi Nachman, you have nothing in life. Nothing. To serve Hashem without Rabbi Nachman, not that it's lacking. It's as if it's a lot more than lacking. A lot more than lacking. I don't know how to say, call it. Rabbeinu brings light, especially what Rabbeinu said about Bodedut. Bodedut brings light to a person. Brings light to his life, light to his learning, light to his tefillin, light is life, everything. Just need to do with the main aids of Rabbeinu. Make yourself a tzaddik.
Isn't that like arrogant? I mean, a grandfather is the Baal Shem Tov.
Very arrogant, yeah.
I mean, he's a grandson, he's a great grandchild of such a great man. I could see you saying the Baal Shem Tov.
You know, I could say more than that. What about Moshe Rabbeinu? What do you mean? What, everyone wants to say Moshe?
So you think it is arrogant
to say this? No, I think it's doesn't do arrogant. From Shammai, they gave him a path that they didn't bring others. They didn't give others this path. Dafka through him, Hashem decided to bring this light of Yitbodedut, a light of new beginnings all the time, the light of working on yourself, to work with a smile, to work and toil and make something out of yourself. I was in yeshivas for 20 years, not 20 years, 12 years before I came. Now it's 20 years maybe, but before I came to Breslev, for many, many years. Did anyone teach me anything? I'll get close to Hashem. I learned a lot of Torah from morning to night. No one told me how to get close to Hashem. So obviously you can find it somewhere. My father told me, my father is a big Talmud Chacham, he learned many Sfarim, also Hasidic Sfarim. He says, you know what? Most of the Sfarim that we're talking about Avodas Hashem, they talk almost the same. So that's Emes and Nefesh HaChaim, all beautiful. But no one tells you how to do it, what to do, how to get to it. They tell you what you need to get to, but how do you do it? No one tells you. Only when you learn Kutem Allah, he teaches you how to get to Avodas Hashem. Fine, you learn this the other show. You learn it over, you have to do this, you have to get to this. This is the level where it has to go, this is the advantage of doing this. But how do I do it? How do I get there? I can't, I'm not able to fight. And then Rabbeinu comes and tells you, listen, you're right. You're right. Go to the field. Start talking with Hashem, start working, start asking from Hashem. No one teaches the Eitzah. Only Rabbeinu teaches the Eitzah.
But he also says what everybody else says. Everybody says prayer.
That's yeah, but no one teaches the personal prayer. Say Tehillim. Good. It's also good, I'm not saying. Rabbeinu also doesn't say Tehillim. The Eitzah of a personal prayer that someone goes. You know what the most important book of Rav Arush is? The key to all books is in Forest Fields. It's the key to all books. Maybe Garden Gratitude is higher Torah than in Forest Fields. Higher Torah, it's very high. Thank you, the nullification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu about everything. They say thank you about everything.
Is that
Garden Gratitude.
Garden Gratitude.
Maybe it's the highest book in what it says there. But the most important book of how to fulfill all the books that Allah wrote is in Forest Fields. Down in Forest Field. without Itbodedut, what could one do? I have pity for anyone who doesn't know an hour, at least an hour a day. Mamash, rachamim, rachamim. So beautiful, such a beautiful life. Regardless of what goes on in your life, you're smiling, you're happy, you're... It's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So anyways, Rabbeinu says, in Sicha Kuf Yudalit 114, now it's much easier to withstand this test. Because the early ones, which they stood in the test, they broke this husk of this taiva so much. Now it's very easy to withstand the test. And even a ish pashut legamre yachol achshav la'amod b'nisayon. He withstand the test now. And therefore, our sages said in Sanhedrin, Tokpoi shel Yosef and v'sanusa shel Boaz, Tokpoi shel Boaz and v'sanusa shel Parzi ben Yaish. The tokif, the power of Yosef is the humility of Boaz. And the power of Boaz is the humility of Parzi ben Laish. Okay? What does that mean? That means that you see that he was so strong in this, but by the second one who's later, it was easy for him to reach that level, and he had this different thing that was very strong in him. Okay, a much higher level. How could that be? He's a lot of generations lower. But still, when one tzaddik broke it already, completely a lot, so then the other person's made it easy for him to work in it. There's a famous story from the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo. He had a big kasha that he couldn't figure out. And he worked at it. He was 3 days and three nights, not eating, not sleeping, just focusing and working so hard. And finally, after 3 days, three nights, Shamayim, Hashem helped him. He had a good answer. And then he goes to Beis Medrash, and he hears a youngster over there, learning whatever the same sugya that he was dealing with, and spits out the tales like that, without any toiling, without anything. So he became very weak-minded. How could that be? I worked so hard. He became very weak-minded. So what did he do? Suddenly, a messenger from the Ariza, they lived in the same time, in Tzfat. A messenger from the Ariza came and called the Beis Yosef to come to him. So he came. And the Ariza said, why are you so sad? He said, I worked so hard to get this talent, and this guy, this youngster, just like that. He knows it so well. I'm so low. How could that be? No, you don't understand. The reason why this youngster was able to get it so easy is because he worked for 3 days and three nights. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten it. So the same idea over here. The reason why we could now, after us, the simple people, at least myself, I could talk about, the simple people, after we could break this taiva, not because we're big tzaddikim, no, because the big tzaddikim broke already the klipa of this taiva, and now we have the ability to work on it. We learn from this awesome things of Rabbeinu, shekol Yehudi achol izkot emadrigot gdolot shetikun abrit. That every Yid is able to reach the highest levels of tikun abrit. Ve'ech zochin lezeh, and how does one reach this? Al edei tefillah, through prayer. En kimat ma la'asot ba'olam hazeh, mishvad v'itrakez avdal. There's hardly anything to do in this world besides focusing on this thing. Va'ikar zeh le'anchiv ata ikar Yisrael. The main thing is not only that you'll work for yourself, that you'll teach others. Ki ad hayom hayu tzadikim tamid, hayu tamid tzadikim v'yirim shavdu hazeh. It's because until today, until the war basically, there were a lot of big tzadikim, they were working on this midah of Tikkun HaBrit and Kedusha. But now, Am Yisrael is very, very far from this, like we see. Ikar ha'midah v'nisayon, the main outstanding of the test in our days is when you walk in the street. Every walking in the street, it's endless tests. Every moment. The whole atmosphere in the street is a point is to draw a person's attention to look around. If it's with the way people talk or the way they dress, if it's by advertisement on the buses or anywhere else, or on the buildings or whatever. Kol Yehudi b'yameinu omed b'nisyonot atzumim shelo hayu b'chol hadorot. Each Jew in our generation is standing awesome, huge test, which they didn't have in other generations. And one must see that he's withstanding the test and not stumbling. And the Gemara says that someone who stands the test from Shamayim, a test of Dusha, from Shamayim they'll give him, they'll do miracles for him. And this is what the Gemara says in Kiddushim. Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna had a question to Rava. It says in the Pasuk, it says in the Braisa, if someone does a mitzvah, they do from Shamayim, they do good to him. They do a taiva. They do a favor for him, something. So it comes out, only someone who did a mitzvah. If someone does not do a mitzvah, they don't do good to him. But in a different mission it says, right, if a person had an opportunity to do an aveira and he did not do it, he gets sachar, gets rewarded as if he did a mitzvah. So you see, you don't have to do a mitzvah, you just have to hold yourself back from doing an aveira. It's a contradiction. So Rabbi told it like this. The Mishnah said that they give him sachar and an aveira that comes to you and you hold yourself back. For example, of Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, that there was a Goya and she wanted to do an aveira with him and he ran away to a place where there were a lot of harmful things over there and he was saved. And when he got to the yeshiva, they asked him, how are you saved? He said, I had a miracle. He said, how could that be? You went through this town with all the murders and you were saved? He said, yeah, miracles were done to me. So they said, you probably had a test in Kedusha and you were standing, right? It must be. He said, yeah, it's true. Because we learned that anyone with tests of adultery, of immorality comes to him and he withstands it. And for Shamayim, they do miracles to him. So if you go in the street and you guard your eyes, okay, especially in this generation now, with all kinds of things going around in the streets here in Yerushalayim, that's not always the nicest things. So a person needs to be more careful. B'chol, you should be careful.